Good morning. It's morning four of the 7 day reset. Here are your questions to complete in your journal before we jump in and do today's morning practice. Question one. How are you feeling right now? Question two. How would you like to feel at the end of this morning's practice? Question three. How will you know? Trust the first answer that comes to you now. How will you know? Okay. So put your pencil or pen and your journal down. Get comfy. We're about to start the practice. Good morning. I hope that you had a deep, restful sleep. It is morning four of the 7 day reset. You are going to love this practice this morning. So, as ever, the most important thing is get comfy. Good morning. Get comfy. You know what to do. I'm going to close my eyes now as I tune into myself and the energy of you. So gently close your eyes. Make sure you're really comfortable. Feel that connection between your sitting bones and your chair, your support, the floor, whatever you're sitting on. I'm sitting on a cushion on the floor. It just happens to be what feels comfortable for me. Whatever is true for you, just make sure that you're following your truth. Do make sure that your feet are grounded, that they're touching the floor. Connect with your breath. Feel your breath touching your nostrils, moving in through your nasal passage and gently touching the back of your throat. Allow your breath to be tender on your in-breath. And long and smooth on your out breath. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. And continuing to breathe in this way in your own time. Allowing any sounds in the background to deepen your level of relaxation as you simply focus on one thing, and that is being here, right now, congratulating yourself for making the effort to get up. You could have stayed in bed, but you didn't. You got up. You got up to meet yourself again this morning. And that means that you are committed to yourself. It means you are committed to feeling great. It means you're committed to learning and growing. It means that you're committed to showing up to help yourself be the best version of yourself yet again today. And the more you have this level of commitment, the easier it becomes. And soon it becomes a habit, just like brushing your teeth. And you know how easy it is to brush your teeth, right? Because you've been doing that for quite a while, haven't you? And you know how sparkly and fresh your teeth feel after you've brushed them every morning and every evening, do you not? Well, that's what this practice is. It helps you shine, all of you shine, your teeth as well. Shining from the inside out. Learning how to master your thoughts. Switching negative ones to positive. The quality of your life is determined by the quality of the questions you ask yourself. You are learning to ask even better questions of yourself and others to help you get clarity, to help you stay connected with your truth, to help you stay present, to help you unravel mysteries, to help you grow and move forward, to help you deepen your connection with your own truth and live by it fearlessly. So again, just connect with your breath. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. And just give yourself permission now to let go of all worries, fears, and anxieties and send them down, all the way down through your body, down and out into the ground, imagining a beautiful river moving below you. You're sitting, a small version of you is sitting right next to that river, watching your worries, your fears, your anxieties playfully being washed and lightened and purified. Imagine they're going to the other side of the world. You're going to a desert. And that water has transmuted your worries, your anxieties and fears. And it's filling water holes in every desert around the world. And look at the animals and birds and insects who are bathing in that water, who are drinking and being nourished by that water now. That's right. As you let it go, imagine it's being transferred and transformed into something magical for the benefit of others. And as you allow that energy to do its work gently in the background, take yourself back to your heart now and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Allow every sound you hear to draw you into your single focus of connecting with the here and now. As you think about that thing that makes you giggle, smile, and laugh, amplify that feeling in your heart. Magnify it. And with it, imagine you're switching on the morning sunlight, the gentle heat in your heart. Notice the color. It's a beautiful yellow color. It's warm, nurturing. Send this energy down through your body, down and out through the soles of your feet, down through the foundations of your property, down through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Keep going deeper and deeper. That's right. Deeper into the core of the earth where you find a beautiful rose quartz crystal. It's a heart shape. Wrap your energy around this crystal now. This represents Mother Earth and the energy of the mother. This energy is bountiful, gracious, elegant, joyful, precarious, humorous, certain, flawless, wise, generous of spirit. Merge your energy with this energy now and draw it up. Up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Draw it up through the soles of your feet, up through your legs, up through your organs and into your heart. Magnify it by a thousandfold. That's right. Keep breathing. Feel your breath tenderly touching the end of your nose, touching the back of your throat. And feel that long, smooth exhalation. Keep breathing in your own time, because it's good to breathe, isn't it? Now magnify that feeling in your heart. The merging of your energy with that beautiful crystalline energy. Amplify it again, and amplify it again. That's right. Send it up and out through the top of your head, up and out into the universe. Connect with an ever expansive, beautiful white light. Imagine that you're connecting with the energy of your ancestors who have passed to the light. You're connecting with their love and their wisdom, their joy. Imagine that you are connecting with a masculine energy that is strong, courageous, kind, loving, supportive, grounded, and has vision. Connect with all these energies. Fill yourself up. Bring this energy back down as quickly as you can. All the way back down through the atmosphere. All the way back down through the morning sky, past the birds, past the trees, in through the roof of your house, in through the top of your head. Now imagine this is a bright white light. It's cleansing, healing, activating, and harmonizing all of your cells. Draw it gently down, allowing your breath to move this energy around your body. That's right. Feel each of your cells lighting up like the lights on a Christmas tree. And one by one, as each cell lights up, the cell next to it lights up automatically. It just knows what to do. As easy as it is to breathe or count to one, two, three. Smile. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Soften your eyes. Soften your jaw. Soften your shoulders. Soften your tummy and hips. Feel your connection between the floor and your sitting bones. And just staying in your heart now, feeling the energy from above merging with the energy below, allowing your breath to move these beautiful energies around your body, gently with your breath, moving it to your toes, to the end of your fingers. Each of your cells is gently waking up. It's alive with the sound of morning. Feel your breath moving around your body now as every cell gently starts to wake up and lighten up. Gently tuck your chin towards your chest and feel your neck gently lengthening towards the morning sun. Hear the birds, morning chorus, welcoming you and waking you into this beautiful day. In your own time, wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back into the room. Good morning. Okay. Gently pick up your pen and your journal. I'm going to move rapidly through a question set. Go with the flow. Trust your pen. No thinking. Ready? How are you feeling right now? Write down, feel now, and then write down succinctly how you're feeling right now. Next question. Just for today, how would you like to feel? Write down, just for today, feel. Just for today, how would you like to feel? Maybe close your eyes, feel into it, and then write the first thing that comes to you. Then close your eyes and wait for the next question. Tongue to roof of mouth, smile, soften your eyes, breathe. Just for today, what would you like to experience? Write the word experience down. Just for today, what would you like to experience? Trust the first thing that comes to you now and write it down. Gently close your eyes as soon as you've written that down. Short and succinct. Okay, open your eyes. Look at what you've written in terms of how you would like to feel today and what you would like to experience. And write the word down, purpose. Okay, so as you look at what you've written down in terms of how you would like to feel today and what you would like to experience, for what purpose? For what purpose would you like to feel like that and experience that? Write your answer down succinctly. For what purpose would you like to experience that? Again, any sounds in the background, allow them to help you, to teach you to stay focused on what is, which is you. As you look at what you've written in terms of for what purpose you'd like to feel this way and experience this, why is that important? Trust the first thing that comes to you now and write it down. Why is that important? Keep breathing and smiling. Distraction is our teacher about how easily we can stay in the flow and stay on point. Okay, look at what you've just written in terms of why that is important. Look at your answer, why that is important. And then ask yourself this question, why is that important? So to be clear, you're simply looking at the last question that you've written down, look at your answer, and then ask yourself, why is that important? Okay. Breathe, close your eyes. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. Feel that expansiveness, that energy, that white light moving through your cells, electrons, molecules. Feel those sensations. Okay, open your eyes. Look at what you've written. There is going to be one word that stands out in terms of how you'd like to feel today, what you'd like to experience, what the purpose of that is, why that's important. Circle one word. Your subconscious is going to show you one word. Which word is standing out most for you on your page? Circle that one word. No thinking, just be spontaneous. Okay. Next, write this down. How can I create, have, or be more? Whatever you've circled, write it down in your magic formula. How can I create, have, or be more? Add in what's important to you in my life. Right now, and have fun with it. Okay, so mine was laughter. How can I create more laughter in my life right now and have fun with it? So from a linguistics perspective, the word create fits in front of the word laughter. Your word might need have in front of it or be in front of it. So just make sure you use the word in front of your word that feels grammatically correct. So how can I create, have, or be more, fill in the blank, in my life right now and have fun with it? Okay, so write down the first three things that come to you now succinctly, no thought. Ask yourself that question again. How can I create more in my life right now and have fun with it? Go, write three things down to answer that question. Okay. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that for your life, for yourself and your life today? What's the last thing? So write the word last thing, or how no. So how will you know that you've created that for yourself today? How will you know that you've created that for yourself today? So look at the three things you've written down. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that for yourself in your life today? Write the first thing that comes to you now. Next, write the word feel and underline it. All right, as you look at what you've just written, how does that feel? As you look at what you've written, just written, the last thing you've just written in terms of how you know you will have created that for yourself today, how does that feel? Everything that we do is to feel a certain way. You've just identified what your priority focus is for today. You've just loaded that into an amazing, simple linguistics formula that's going to activate your reticular activating system in your brain so that it can automatically go out and create strategy and expansiveness. And now you've looked at the last thing that has to happen for you to be able to create that. You've already created a new strategy in three different ways of how you're going to bring that into your life today. And you've identified how that's going to make you feel. That feeling is your fuel as you move through your day. And as different challenges may or may not emerge, you stay with that feeling, with the wish fulfilled. That's your fuel.
It's like, here's your car, you need some petrol to put it from A to B. That feeling is the fuel that helps motivate you to get you from A to B. Okay, let's carry on. Okay, yesterday, well, you've been identifying and getting really clear on which area of your life this month you would like to focus on. Your health, your relationship, whether that be with yourself or others, or your career. So whatever you wrote down yesterday during the heart meditation, write that down. Health. You also wrote down your goal that you wish to achieve by the end of this month. So now I'm going to teach you how to write your goal. We're going to extend that. This is a key part of manifestation, manifesting easily. Okay, so just write down the area of your life that you wanted to focus on. You'll remember it because you did it yesterday. Health, relationships, or career. Okay, so write down, it is now. Write the date, 1 month from now. I have or I am. Okay, so this is how you create your goals. And I will teach you after, so you don't need to write it down right now because I'll write it down for you. When you write your goal, in order to place it, create it in a way that really happens, and this is one of the keys, it needs to be concise, it needs to be realistic, which means scary and exciting. If it's petrifying, you're not going to do it because it's too petrifying. So it needs to be a bit scary, a bit exciting. It feels a bit nervous. If it's a bit scary, it's got growth in it. It means you're stretching yourself. And exciting, there's excitement in there. So that's a motivating feeling. So it needs to be realistic. It needs to be ecological. You need to check in with yourself. Is this good for me, my family, the community? The planet. Well, of course it's going to be because you're here and you are an ethical person. However, it's always good just to double check that. So is it good for me, my family, my community, the planet? As if now, to be a powerful manifester, when you're writing your goals, you need to write them down as if they have already happened. I'll share lots of stories about goals that I've set for 12 months goals, 2 year goals, and they've literally come in like to the day or a week earlier, a month earlier. It's really exciting. And you're going to get better and better at this. It needs to be time frame, so there needs to be a date. The brain likes specificity. We like deadlines. It needs to know, the universe needs to know what you're aiming for. Your brain needs to know what you're aiming for. To get results at a high level, you have to have that level of specificity. And it needs to have an end step. The end step, it answers the question, how will you know? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that? So you're creating your reality and you've got that end point clearly in your mind and you're building the pictures, the emotions, the thoughts, the self-talk, everything in it as you move one day at a time to creating your goal. We are able to master our emotional state and come into a positive emotional state, which is the best place in order to make the best decisions to manifest. Goals take time, so we've got to take the steps to do it. You are going to be absolute masters at this process because this is one huge aspect about what this program is all about. Okay, that's your little teaching. So let's go back to your focus for this month. It is now the end of this month. I have or I am. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have got what you want for yourself this month? Trust what comes to you now. Close your eyes. It is now the end of this month. I have or I am. Think about that area of your life. What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you have got what you wanted for yourself this month? Write that down. That's how you write your goal down. Next. Write this down. It is now.
Write the date, 1 month from now.
I have or I am. How are you going to celebrate the achievement of that goal? It doesn't need to cost anything. It needs to be self-initiated and self-maintained. You don't want to be relying on anybody else with your celebrations. Okay, so it is now.
1 month from now.
How are you going to celebrate the achievement of that goal? What's the last thing that has to happen for you to know that you've created that as your reality in your life? Write down your answer. How does that feel? Close your eyes. Keep your eyes closed. How does that feel? Tongue to roof of mouth. Soften your eyes. Breathe. How does that celebration feel? Write the word feel. Feels down. Okay, so a key to goal setting is double check this. You may need to adjust your goal. It needs to be self-initiated and self-maintained. If your goal is not self-initiated and self-maintained, change it. If your celebration is not self-initiated and self-maintained, change it now, as soon as you finish listening to this. Okay, gently close your eyes. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle or laugh. Tongue to roof of mouth. What in this now moment do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for? Write your answer down. Then close your eyes. Come back to your breath, tongue to roof of mouth, tuck your chin, smile. What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? As soon as you finish writing, come back to your breath, gently close your eyes, tongue to roof of mouth, smile. What else do you feel deep heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? And draw a big heart after whatever you've written down. Okay, come back into the room. Open the front of your journal. Look at what you've written and stuck in there, because it should be in there by now. Just look at why you're here doing this program. Why is that important? And why is that important? It's good to remind yourself of these things. Now, look back at how you were feeling before we did our practice. Look at what you wrote down in terms of how you wanted to feel. What was your intention for how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice? How are you feeling now? And have you met your intention, or is it in process? And then I have one little easy, cool task for you today, and I want you to do it right now. And that is this. Earlier this week, I gave you this beautiful question set, which is, what do I feel most excited about in my life right now? What is it about that that makes me feel excited? And how does that make me feel? So that's mine. I've written mine up already. I would love you right now, as soon as you switch off, to write in your journal or on a piece of paper that, maybe put some pictures on it and stick it next to your bed. The quality of our life is determined by the questions that we ask ourselves. In the first 5 minutes on waking, whatever is going through your mind will set the tone for your day. Ask yourself this question. Do it today, do it now, write this up, it's easy. Get your colouring pencils out, draw little pictures, stick it right next to your bed so it is the first thing that you see when you wake up in the morning. Okay, that's it. So, have an amazing day. I will see you for this evening's practice. How are you feeling now? Have you met your intention, or is it in process? And your fun task for today is to write that up. Do it right now. To be a powerful manifester, there are two things. You need to slow things down and be steady with yourself, and then also take quick action on certain things. This is simple and it's fun. Go have fun. All right. Lots of love.